Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that is Elevation featuring Brandon Lake on Impact 103 with Zibuse Elkunene on God in the Picture. Don't worry, don't be afraid, it's all okay. This is the new lineup and welcome to it. This is the first show of many on this slot where we are going to uplift and encourage each and every person who's listening here. And we are going to do that in many different ways. One of those ways is by bringing you guests and engaging in conversations that are going to kind of get us thinking, get us engaging, and all for the purpose of making us better people. So it's an honor to just be on the driving seat, especially on this special year, the 29th year of Impact Radio. Wow, what an honor to be here. But tonight, excuse me, on my first show at this lot, I've got a special guest and someone who I've met through church, and I love what she does, and she's going to introduce herself. I'll actually give her the honor, but I will just give you the name. Her name is Michelle. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Zibuse.
Now you can call me Zibu, don't worry. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm well. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's such an honor to be here this evening. I'm looking forward to the interview with you.
Ah, thank you. It's great to have you. Now, Michelle, just for those who don't know, please tell us what is it that you do. Maybe let's start by asking, who is Michelle?
Oh, I can spend an whole hour.
Let's go.
Okay. Let me start with what I do and I'll expand on who I am.
Mm.
So I have been teaching Pilates for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Really trusting the Lord with each and every client that I have and asking Him to guide me and lead me on every single client as an individual to give them the best workout that they can possibly receive from me.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't think I've heard anyone say that they trust God for each and every client that comes through their doors. What got you to that point where you just decided you're going to trust God with each and every client that comes through?
Because God created us, and each one of us have been created by His image. Yet we are different. Not everyone is the same. And I know that God knows each and every one of us, and He knows exactly what we need for that day, whether it be to minister to our spirit or whether it be to minister to our soul or whether to just heal our bodies. And for each client, I have to ask the Lord to guide me and lead me to give that person for that day, for that hour that they're with me, that specific thing that they need, and to show me where I need to fix things and where I need to address things. And He is the only one that knows so well how we are formed and how we are operating and how our bodies function and what we need for that specific day. And He's the only one that can actually give us that perfect plan for the day.
Wow. That's amazing. I think it resonates deeply with the name of the show because it's God in the Picture. So it's about bringing God in every spaces, you know, that we find ourselves in. And what then I just want to know, please, if you may, share your journey of salvation with us. How did you meet God, and what was that turning point for you in your life?
Well, I was at a very low point in my life. I was very heartbroken at that point and giving up on all hope. And someone picked me up and took care of me and asked me if I've met the Lord and if I've given my heart to the Lord. And that day my life changed and God became my everything. And He is the core of my being and He's the success of my business. He's the center of my life.
Wow. I love that. I love that. It's beautiful. Now, a majority of your clients, maybe let's look at the, yeah, your clientele, who do you service the most, let's say between men and women?
Well, obviously, I think women, because men seem to think it's a ladies' thing.
Yeah, I don't know if there is any man who has ever been just easily open to Pilates. But why do you think that is, though?
I think they think Pilates is like ballet.
They're one of those girl sports.
Yes. Mm. They think that Pilates is for the acrobats and the dancers.
Mm.
But actually, Pilates is very effective for improving your sport performance. So whether you are a tennis player or a golf player or a baseball player, you need the movement and the flexibility that Pilates offers you to improve your sport. So especially for men, will really benefit from the Pilates session because we improve flexibility and strength, which will benefit in your sports field.
Wow. So it's not just doing Pilates on its own. It's just doing Pilates as a complementary to all your other sporting activities.
Yes. Pilates can definitely complement any sport. Whether you're a swimmer or a golf player, Pilates definitely will give you the strength that you need, the flexibility that you need.
Mm. So then I want to find out, have you ever had male clients who come through to your practice?
Yes, and as we said, mostly are sports people, professional sport people. I've had many golf players, I've had swimmers, I've had tennis players, and really they all come back and say, wow, that golf swing really improved.
Wow. Golf swing really improved. I love that because what I want us to do, tonight's topic is about exercising ourselves into godliness. And if we were then to take that and juxtapose it to the spiritual life, maybe starting from the Pilates side, how would you say we can compare Pilates to our spiritual life?
Well, I always use the example of God as being the core of our being. He's the center of our lives, as I've testified before. And when we move away from God, we experience discomfort and pain. And if I can compare that to a Pilates session, your spine is the center of your core. So anything that moves away from the center of your core will cause discomfort and pain. So what my focus is to realign the bones. If I can maybe get you sketch a picture for you.
Yeah.
If you look at your spine, it should be aligned. Your head bone and your tailbone should be in alignment from the front. Your hip bones and your shoulder bones should be alignment from the side. So if you look at a skeleton, sometimes people have more weight on the one side than the other side, and that causes an imbalance of bone structure. So The basis of Pilates is actually to strengthen the muscles around the bone structure. I always refer to the bone structure as your scaffolding. And you have muscles. The Lord has designed you so beautifully that you have muscles to support the bone structure. And when some of the muscles are not as effective or as active as they should be, there will be a malalignment of the bones, and that also includes joints. It'll be discomfortable or painful.
You know, that reminds me of the scripture that says every joint supplies. So if there's a misalignment somewhere, that means we cannot operate effectively or function effectively.
It's definitely so. The picture of the Pilates exercise routine is exactly based on that too.
Yeah, because what we also want now is, you know, to put the concept of exercising ourselves into godliness. And I'm wondering now if somebody who's doing Pilates, how would they connect all of that? You know, how does it help them become more spiritually connected?
What I would say is because I pray before every client before they enter and ask God to minister to them. So God does his thing to minister to them spiritually, I do believe, because a lot of clients have commented that there's a peace in the studio. They find that they can trust me. They share things with me that maybe they don't even share with the hairdresser. But I just trust the Lord to minister to them in that way. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I want to share this scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. This is when Paul is writing to Timothy, his mentor, and he teaches him, he actually admonishes him on different things. And one of those things in verse 7, he says to Timothy, reject profane and old wives' tales, and then exercise thyself unto godliness. And what I've then, you know, learned is that sometimes we read verses out of context. And the pretext to this, they usually say, if you want to understand a verse, go to the pretext, and then you can go to the post-text so that you can understand the context. Now, here, Paul says bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. But I can't help but think that, you know, for somebody who's very sickly, it can be hard to pray. It can be hard to feel connected. Somebody who's unhealthy, it can be very difficult, you know, to have that movement to even praise. You know, the song that we played earlier was saying, praise the Lord, oh my soul, and I'm sure you would want to be dancing. And especially when we look at the spine, how does that then help us in praising and in connecting our spiritual life?
Well, I think if you feel good about yourself, it's easy to praise the Lord. But if you don't feel good about yourself, then it's very, very challenging to praise the Lord. And as you say, as you said, to pray. I think the thing that you should think of is, when you have a healthy body, you have a healthy mind, and you have a healthy spirit. And I think if we focus on eating right, exercising, we feel good about ourselves.
Yes.
And that changes the way that we feel about praising the Lord and praying.
Wow, that's beautiful. So if you are listening to this conversation and you do want to contribute, our WhatsApp line is 071-364-0376. For now, let us go into a song. And this one is dedicated to the young men listening to me now, by the name of Zibusi. So he has asked me specifically that, Daddy, please play this one for me. Now, our topic tonight is about exercising ourselves into godliness, as Paul was writing to Timothy. But then we know that each time when we try and exercise and there's something that's hindering us, it kind of becomes difficult. So most of the time, what we then tend to do is we try and find a way of exercising. But as we're speaking to Michelle, we're learning that Pilates is not just an exercise that one can do on its own, but it's a complementary to your other sporting activities, but it also helps you into your flexibility. So what we want to now, you know, ask Michelle is share a story of someone who was so, what's the word to use, who was so stiff, you know, and how did Pilates then help them?
Well, I have a very matured golf player. He's about 76. And he came to me very, very stiff. Of course, when you're older, you become very stiff. And he came to me and asked him to help me to be more flexible so that he can play better golf. And he was just there on Wednesday saying that he played against younger guys. They were way younger than he was. And when he put that ball away, they were so amazed at him, how he has pushed the ball further than them. They were younger and stronger, but because of his flexibility, and we strengthened the correct body parts, the abdominals normally, he was able to push that ball way further than the young guys, and they couldn't believe this old man played such a great golf game.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. I think to add on that, it's important that even when we go through our daily lives, that we don't tend, I think we've got this thing of, as young ones, tending to underestimate those who are older, older and more mature than us, and underestimate them. But if we exercise ourselves into godliness, if we always just go back into flexing ourselves, but we can only do that when we trust God, but also when we go into spaces that have been sanctified and prepared for the Holy Spirit to be there. I once heard somebody share a story of how his grandmother would tell him that he needs to get to church early so that the angels can be there when the ceremony is blessed, even though that's not necessarily scripturally, but just to be in that presence, to be in that moment where you are just flowing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Michelle, thank you for your time. We just ran out of time. The time just went by so quickly. Thank you for joining us. We'll definitely hope to have you soon on radio.
Thank you very much, Sibu. It was such a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Thank you.